Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that our good friend Jeff Zabar is back on the show. Jeff is the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a Galactic Award that the SBA gave him. He's the author of several books on micropreneuring, including Home Office Know-How. He is the chief home officer and a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Jeffrey, welcome back.
I'm feeling old. 13 years.
I know.
I got kids younger than that.
That's exactly right.
Or older than that, I should say, yeah. Or something like that.
But you know that this is the one thing that your mother is the most proud of you for, your 13-year tenure on the Brain Trust.
You know, you get me on the cover of Rolling Stone.
That's right.
Buy her five.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that's been interesting to me about the internet age is how much of a lever it has been. How many wonderful things have been able to be we've all, you and I, have been able to accomplish by using the internet. It is a great lever, but it's also a great disruptor. And one of the things that it's disrupted is the value of information. What do you think?
Right. Absolutely. I've as you said, the internet has made us, you and I and so many others, in no small part what we are, you know, from the
I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now without the technology we have.
Right. Absolutely. And if we're just talking the web itself as opposed to the internet for communication's sake, you know, VoIP and things like that, voice over internet, if you're just talking the internet for the ability to create a website and to create a brand and beyond tweeting and beyond Facebook, just the website, the things that you can do and build and brand and
yep.
put out there that get you global or galactic, as the case may be, with the click of enter. It's pretty amazing, but mm-hmm. it also opens up a whole bunch of new areas for people to learn from you, but also to try and, I don't want to say take advantage, but make an assumption about how they may be able to piggyback on that, or they may be able to take advantage of that, or they may, you know, be able to, you know, carry on with what you're doing in a way that's
beneficial. Is this presumption?
No benefit to you.
Is this presumption or is it freeloading? Which one do you think it is?
Well, let me define what I'm talking about. Okay, so I run a blog, and you have your website, and you probably get, you know, queries from people as I do. Can I run a blog? Can I run a guest column? Which I'm not, you know.
Yeah,
again.
A lot of people have wanted. Of course, we do have your stuff is up on our website, but I'm not
talking about Brain Trust members.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people out of the blue,
right?
Who, you know, maybe with HP or maybe with, you know, some big corporation or maybe some small consultant, not
right.
like myself.
We have that
says,
happen. Yeah.
I want to put my stuff up on your site. Can I? And there was a time when I'd say, you know, sure, whatever. But then I start to realize, and I talk to some web people, that's advertising.
Well, yeah, that's like somebody walking up to the shoe shop, the local Main Street shoe shop, from the local deli, and say, can I put my sign in your building?
Right, free. Can
yeah.
I put it up there?
Yeah.
With no quid
yeah.
pro quo, with no money exchanging hands. And I've written up a response that I keep in my email and Gmail. I've written up a response that I copy-paste and drop right in, and I say, sure, I welcome your stuff. You know, it's going to cost you, depending on who they are, it's going to cost you about, you know, $50 to uh-huh. run a guest column, and, you know, you can include whatever you want. Please don't make it too self-serving. It can
right.
be up to, you know, 400 words.
Right.
You can include a hyperlink.
How many people have taken you up on it?
Zippo.
Yeah, Zippo. Yeah, it's well. So back to my point, though. You know, look at all the free things that the internet has made people have made available on the internet. I mean, lots of powerful stuff. I mean, you know yourself, you have used more free programs than you paid for programs, probably.
Absolutely.
Over the last 15 years.
It's funny. I use on my iPhone. I have not bought an app. And
yeah.
I've sort of crossed that horizon, that plane.
What if you see an app, if you see something you want, if the first one you find costs money, you keep looking until you find one for free. But so is that
but that's
has that
the model there?
Has that
the
contributed to somebody has look at music. The
right.
kids these days, they think, you know, you and I grew up buying records. The kids
right.
these days think that they shouldn't pay for music. They want to go get it, you know, or if they pay for it, you know, $20 a month, all I can eat. So my point is has all of this contributed to people being presumptuous like you've seen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we have across the board an expectation that something, not everything, we're not going to get a car for free. We're not going to go to groceries for free. But music? It's just ones and zeros coming
right.
across the internet down
right.
to our library.
That's, as if it's not somebody's property, right?
As if it's not somebody's property. As if it's not somebody's sweat and labor. You know, asking
right.
to put a free blog on my you know guest column on my blog. You know that okay. So all it takes for me is about 3 minutes to upload it, make sure it's you know
right.
coded correctly and formatted correctly, and then. Click enter.
But that's assuming. But that what they're saying though is that you're 20 something years of work building your own platform. You should give it to me for free.
Right. Absolutely.
Why do you think this is happening? Why do you think we're at this point now?
Well, I think that people just have an expectation that it's either minimal labor or
yeah.
effort, or they overvalue what they're bringing.
What they have.
I'm giving you great content
yeah.
on buying widgets, on pricing widgets, on
right.
you know consulting.
So what? So
widget
so what's
makers.
In the next minute? What is your answer? How would you resolve this?
Well, I think that I'm not going to resolve the global issue of wanting things for free, but I think the issue of wanting to put things on my website, at least in my instance, I think we all have to stop giving it away for free. And it
yeah.
might be it's something where we get together, not unlike efforts that you've done in the past, or you've gone out to your brain trust and said, I see something wrong
right.
going on in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get together, spread the word, and say, no more free columns.
You know,
we're going to start charging, you know, a fair price. And we will not post until that price
yeah.
is paid.
Yeah.
And if it means we have to write more to keep our
yeah, I agree with you. There is we have all this speed and all this connectivity, and see this is where, I've been lately, and let's talk about this when we come back. I want to talk when we come back about how technology has been good for a lot of for most humans. But is it good for humanity? And it might be, but it might not be. And I'll get Jeff to weigh in on this when we come back after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Don't be going out tonight. Put on your red dress, baby. Don't be going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.